You're just a few taps away from crispy, golden, and delicious. A scroll from refreshment bliss. A mere click stands between you and a tasty treat. Get the McDonald's app with mobile order and pay and stay connected to all your favorites.
Get free large fries when you download the McDonald's app. No purchase necessary. MCD app download and registration required. Visit McDonald's.com for offer details.
Good morning, it's Val, and you're tuning into Plugged Into Long Island on 106.1 BLI and 102.3 WBAB. This morning, I am speaking with, well, actually, I don't want to butcher your name. Please introduce yourself and let us know what we're talking about, Stony Brook Risk Management. We know what Stony Brook is, of course, if we live on Long Island, but what is Stony Brook Risk Management? It's kind of a tongue twister.
Yeah, good morning, Valerie. Thanks for having me. My name is Larry Zacharies, and I am the Vice President for Enterprise Risk Management and Chief Security Officer here at Stony Brook. It's actually a newer position. The Division of Enterprise Risk Management was created back in June of 2021 when I took the position. And I'd say it's really two things. One is there was some structural changes where functional things, the University Police Department, public safety in Stony Brook Hospital, environmental health and safety, emergency management, business continuity, some things that existed already, those departments and offices were merged under this new umbrella, as well as the creation of the division for a more centralized approach and a proactive and forward-looking approach to risk management really broadly and across the enterprise, across all that is Stony Brook, Stony Brook University, Stony Brook Medicine, our three hospitals, working with our partners in Brookhaven National Lab and the other other organizations that we have a research and collaborative relationships with. So it's a combination of those two things, and it's still an ongoing process, I'll say.
That sounds like a lot of departments. So it's risk management is preventing like fire in the lab and also preventing theft. Is that what, you know, you do all those things?
Yeah, as well as risk management as it relates to international travel, as it relates to research security, as it relates to traditional risk management, which are, you know, internal controls and business and financial functions. Our job is to not to actually try to mitigate and eliminate all risks, actually quite the opposite. We know that that those are impossible tasks. Our job is to, as we say here in the office and among my teams, we try to get to the yes. And our job is to try to manage the risk and not be risk averse, quite the opposite, in order for Stony Brook to be able to achieve the things that we're trying to do, advance the different components of excellence. And certainly in light of our recent announcement as a flagship campus, us and Buffalo, we're really positioned to be able to do that and to drive the university forward.
What is your mission statement?
So it's a great question. And we are in the throes of really establishing where we are and what that what it means for the university. But the bottom line is we provide insights and inform strategic planning to ensure enterprise resiliency, embrace opportunities and find solutions to manage key exposures, and serve as the control tower that supports a holistic risk-aware culture rooted in compliance, ethics, safety, and accountability. Now, I know that's a mouthful, but that's it. Those are the things we're trying to accomplish across the entire enterprise.
Okay. And somebody trying to get in touch with you or the department on campus, this is just for students, correct? How would they go about that?
Yeah, our website is just about to launch. It's a lot of work going on behind the scenes, but our main number is 631-632-9500. And that will actually get you to any of those various departments in the different units under the overall division. So police, public safety, and all the other areas that I mentioned.
Okay. And maybe just we should let everybody know talk about the address for Stony Brook or no? Is that a risk? Does that count?
No. So we call it the main campus. We have obviously entities everywhere. But 100 Nichols Road is the main address. And there's the, you know, with the campus side of the campus is affectionately known as West Campus, based on its location on the western side of Nichols Road, and East Campus would be the hospital side. But we are, our president got here just over 2 years ago, and we're in the midst of a cultural transformation, if you will, and the move towards one campus. And that actually speaks to, symbolically, it speaks to operationally, it allows us to align academically and really have the research mission and the medical mission and the academic and teaching mission all lined up, and we're all sort of marching forward in a unified fashion. Again, consistent with the timing for us being designated a flagship and a time of great change. It's an exciting time to be here at Stony Brook, for sure.
Sounds like you sound like you're very excited about it. So, you know, how do you help maintain, you know, safety on campus in person, like every day?
It's, you know, it's a challenging job. It's one that I take very, very seriously. It's long hours and days, and a lot of weekends and things in between. You know, under normal non-COVID conditions, this is a campus of nearly 50,000 people every single day, about 27,000 students and 20 to 25,000 employees, visitors. As you know, we have the hospital, we have the Long Island State Veterans Home here. We have a Long Island Railroad train stop on campus. We have our own transit system. And actually, most recently, that was an addition to the enterprise risk management umbrella. We now, parking and transportation services is now under our umbrella as well. So we interface with Suffolk County Transit. We have transit service that go off campus into Port Jeff Village, to Smith Haven Mall. And if you think about Stony Brook as, you know, the regional resource that it is, you know, it's the largest single site employer in on Long Island. You know, one out of every 15 people or so are employed here. So there's a lot going on, and there's a lot to protect. We generate our own power. We have our own cogeneration facility. So a piece of critical infrastructure for sure. And obviously with that comes inherent safety and security risks. So we have our fully accredited, fully functioning New York State accredited police department,
okay,
24/7. And while we do work very closely with our partners in Suffolk County PD, we're very self-sufficient. And that's, you know, full service policing, full investigative services. We have a pretty extensive electronic physical security infrastructure. That's cameras, electronic card access, alarms, whether traditional intrusion alarms for our biological and chemical laboratories. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot to protect, but we attack it from a very broad perspective.
Sure. And do you, maybe you haven't figured this out yet, because you said this department or this is kind of new, but do you find that the students on campus appreciate that even though maybe you work with the Suffolk County Police, you're your own entity? Is that something that's noticed, and has anyone brought anything, you know, to your attention, you know, said like, thank you, you know, because college campus is very tight knit.
Yeah, and that's a great point. I think for as big as we are, there's still that community feel. We are big proponents ourselves, and higher education policing in general is very focused on community policing. It's a big big tenet of our policing philosophy, and my former role as the assistant chief, and then as the chief of police before I took on this and other roles, you know, we have a community. We do have a campus, and you know, you said kids, and in many respects, that's how we feel about them. I have, you know, four kids of my own, two of which are now out of college and two of which are getting ready to go. But we take the job of protecting them, our team, very seriously. And I do think they appreciate the local focus and the local protection services that are provided here. And I think that Stony Brook, in comparison to other similarly sized, you know, I'll say footprints, it's an extremely safe campus. You know, we're in suburbia in some respects, because where the campus is, and it is, while big, it is somewhat contained. We have different challenges than some of our municipal, you know, counterparts like a Columbia or an NYU that's in a city and in an urban environment. But there's a defined footprint that is Stony Brook, and I do think the students and the faculty and staff as well appreciate the safety and the security that they do enjoy here.
You know, you gave a direct number before, if you would like to repeat that, but is that's also the number they would call if a student does not feel safe, or, you know, they maybe want someone to escort them across campus or something like that?
No, I'm glad you to distinguish that. So the main number for the University Police Department is actually a little bit easier to remember. It's 631-632-3333.
Okay.
And that's 24/7, obviously, for any safety and security concerns. For any emergency medical service concerns, our police dispatchers are here 24/7, and they handle all police, fire, and medical emergencies are managed through the police department as well. So that's
okay. Yeah, I was going to ask about calling for an ambulance. So you can still reach out to somebody within the community before going to an outside source.
It's another I'll say proud component of what we offer. So the Stony Brook Volunteer Ambulance Corps is actually a student-run organization.
Wow.
It's been around since the 1940s and 50s. Obviously not here, the campus wasn't here, but higher education EMS services. So SPVAC, as it's affectionately known, has been here for a long time. We're actually working through some, merging of forces, where there's some more professional membership from the campus. I myself have been they call them community members. I've been a paramedic for almost 30 years. So I actually can and have operate with the student ambulance, but it's a full service advanced life support ambulance that responds on campus. It's actually utilized off campus by local fire departments. So we try to be as self-sufficient as possible in that area too.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be useful. I would imagine, you know, we are so tight on Long Island that it wouldn't, you know, if someone needed to be there, it's pretty quick. But, you know, in a campus that's in the middle of nowhere, I wonder if this is something they would. Do you have, maybe you spoke about it before? I don't remember. Do you reach out to other college campuses to start the ball rolling for them to have their own? Do you provide like insight on how to get that started?
That's a great question. And even in the SUNY system, so I know Binghamton for sure, and Albany and other of the bigger university centers have similar models. There's a national association of campus EMS organizations. SPVAC has been a member. They've been awarded several times for their efforts. And like I said, we're working with them now.
Mm-hmm.
The recruitment and retention in the volunteer fire and EMS world is a challenge now. I think it just speaks to demographic changes. It speaks to the economy, and it's not as easy to, you know, to have volunteers as it used to be. And that same is true for, you know, for our local partners too, in Setauket and Stony Brook. So we work very closely with them. We share as many resources as possible. But again, Stony Brook knows that it has an obligation to take care of its own. We prefer to be a supplement to those outside resources and not a drain to them.
What is the Stony Brook? I keep getting held up on Stony Brook Red Book, and how can people access it?
So the Stony Brook Red Book is actually, it's managed through the Division of Student Affairs and the Vice President of Student Affairs. And it's sort of a one-stop shop for the services that are there. I can, as we're talking, I could try to get the link, but everything from mental health services to, you know, peer counseling, to any of the services that are available through our counseling and psychological services, CAPS, as it's known on campus, our CPO, our Center for Prevention and Outreach. And that's the cornucopia of services that are available there. And it's really, it's very student driven, it's very student focused. And the goal is to be, to the extent possible, a one-stop shop of information for students to be able to do that. The website there, it's actually from the student affairs. If anyone Googles Stony Brook University Red Book, it's everything from information on active shooter preparation on campus to information on alcohol and other drugs, disruptive behaviors, emotional distress, food and housing insecurity, medical emergencies, what happens for students that go missing, information on sexual violence, and students that are in crisis. Again, the goal is to be one stop, and it has all of those other agencies and departments that I mentioned: university police, counseling and psychological services, the student health center, the student accessibility support team, the care team, the support team, all of which have different roles on supporting students and providing those services.
Mental health is something that I think I'm glad, you know, people are finally starting to realize that whether you like it or not, that's a huge reason for, you know, issues. And I know I was born in 84, so my parents and, you know, maybe your generation a little more stoic and kept things bottled up. That sometimes doesn't work out well, you know, so I'm glad to see a wave of that. And it looks like you cover everything in the book. Is the book, does it discreet enough where someone is, you know, not, they'll go to it and use it, they're not embarrassed? You know, do you find people avoid it because they don't want people to know?
No, it's a great point. I think that, you know, the anonymity and the privacy rights associated with any student or even staff member who want to exercise their option to use those services, that's a big part of it. And I think in order for them to be successful, especially for those who will be reticent to access the service, privacy is of the utmost importance. And some things that we, you know, not that we want to go down the COVID road, because I know people are tired of talking about it, but there are some successes and things we learned during COVID. We're using one right now to conduct this interview, right? The use of Zoom. Mm-hmm. But telehealth and telemedicine were two things that Stony Brook leveraged heavily very early on, just to extend those physician services and the psychological services that were available both during regular hours as well as after hours. And we really saw it during the early phases of the pandemic when we had some isolation and quarantine locations at our Southampton campus and ultimately at our main campus. And there was a way for the mental health counselors to check in literally face-to-face on a daily basis with the students. It's something that we'd never had before. So privacy still remains, but it's a force multiplier of sorts for us to be able to push in by request, but to push into the bedroom, to the living room, where they don't actually have to leave to go out to seek those services. It really was a game changer. And that's one thing that we won't abandon. We actually continue to leverage and expand our services there using those methods.
Yeah, I think that's great, utilizing it for what it's for. Good morning. If you're just joining us, I'm Val, and you are listening to Plugged Into Long Island on 106.1 BLI and 102.3 WBAB. I'm speaking with Lawrence Zacharys of Stony Brook Risk Management. So I was poking around on the website, and this might be part of the red book, the Pink Gloves.
Yeah, so Pink Gloves is a service we have, and they are just a fantastic group. I don't have favorites, but you're not allowed to have favorites. My favorite group is our community relations team in the University Police Department. And they provide, and they really partner with so many different areas on campus, including all the folks in student affairs and residential life. And Pink Gloves is a sort of a self-defense program. It's also another service they provide is the RAD program. It's called Rape Aggression Defense. It's been around in higher ed for really a long time, but it's an opportunity for our police officers to have a forward-facing interaction with our students, you know, sort of in a no-stress, low-stress environment, but in a way for them to engage face-to-face. It's a fitness program, and you know, it's enormously popular. We have three of our officers that are in there, and they're actually pictured if that's the website that you're talking about. But it's, you know, it's real life boxing skills, but it's just a fun way for the students to connect with the police in a very friendly interaction.
And learn some, you know, protection. Mostly women, girls. I mean, the picture I saw was mostly women.
Yes.
Are there men or guys who take the class as well? It's open to everybody.
Yeah, there actually are demographic agnostic. If people are interested, we are looking to connect with them however we can.
Okay. And you know, do you Is there anything on, I know you're a new, like you said before, you're a new emergence of sorts. Have you, anything on campus that you've taken care of this year that, you know, you're proud to say, you know, or you want to talk about anything?
Yeah, I mean, so the vision itself is, you know, is new, but there are a lot of those departments, you know, that have been around for a really long time. So the move to unify those, the likes together, if you will, is the new piece. But there are some of the areas that we are, you know, actually building, is it, you know, a traditional, you know, risk management, as it relates to insurance, as I said before, as it relates to travel, and what that means. We're doing a lot of outreach and a lot of interacting with other agencies, whether it's other state agencies, other local agencies. So planning some conferences and some trainings. We've done a bunch of training with our local public safety partners, in law enforcement, in the fire service and emergency medical services. We have a big conference coming up at our Southampton campus, with our partners in the DEC. And you know, all those things.
Are
that
parents invited to those?
So that one's more, it's a wildfire training academy. It's pretty specific to the fire service. And not that they're not invited, but it depends on the focus. So those that are open to the public are always open to the public. And we have, as we're starting to do more things on face-to-face, I know there's the annual spring concert, which hasn't happened the last 2 years. I think they've identified, although it's not public yet, who the headliner will be. That's in April. Some of the other events, that the Roth Regatta, where students build their own, you know, cardboard floating devices to race in our pond on campus. So we're starting to see things normalize, and all of those, the different departments under our division will be there to support them as well. You know, while we still have our vaccine site on campus, we have our testing site on campus. So
okay,
those things haven't stopped.
Do you know how long, or do you have a end date in sight, or just kind of until further notice kind of thing?
That's the question we ask ourselves every morning. It's definitely winding down. The availability of vaccines and testing in the community have, you know, significantly ramped up. And, you know, we stepped in over 2 years ago to fill the need. And again, Stony Brook has that we feel obligation to the community, to our own campus community, but also to the community, the three villages and beyond, as that regional resource for the county. So I think we're closer to the end than the beginning. I can say that for sure.
Please let us know the contact information, social media, if someone wants to reach out.
Yeah, so for the Division of Enterprise Risk Management in general, right now we're working on that website. But the phone number is 631-632-9500. But for students or anyone on campus, safety and security concerns for the police department, police, fire, and EMS is 631-632-3333. And that website is www.stonybrook.edu/police. And all the services that are available there will be at your fingertips.
Okay, thank you so much for speaking with us today, Lawrence.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm Val, and you were tuning into Plugged into Long Island on 106.1 VLI and 102.3 WBAB.
Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.